You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And this is the show about you, the show about what you look like. So when you look in the mirror, well, a lot of you see things that maybe you don't like. And that's because as we get older, we tend to accumulate the things that we don't like so much, like wrinkles and jowls and bands in the neck and things like that. If you're a woman, your breasts begin to sag, your belly bulges, fat goes, kind of collects on your hips. You know, that's the normal of aging. But we're in an era now that we have plastic surgery, which is what I am. I'm not a plastic surgery. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I'm here to talk to you about you. So give me a call tonight, 800-848-9222. This is the show that discusses the things that you can't talk about anywhere else on the airwaves. This is the plastic surgery show, the dermatology show, the skincare show. That's what this is all about. 800-848-9222 is the phone number. Give me a call. We're giving out bottles of Nighttime again tonight. Nighttime is the one-stop shopping for skincare. It's all you need. If you're going to choose just one thing for your skin, throw out that big bag of stuff that you accumulated in the big stores that want you to buy all those things, right? Well, just buy Nighttime. Nighttime has vitamin A, vitamin C, fruit acids, antioxidants, skin brighteners. It's everything you need. I've left out all the things that can't possibly work, the peptides, the plant stem cells. You've heard about all those things on the radio in other products. Well, I'm here to tell you that they can't work, and we can get into that if you want to talk about it. Give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So we're coming up to Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year, except for that snowstorm. Can you believe that? And boy, did they do a lousy job around New York and New Jersey, didn't they? Wow, that was, you know, I guess they blame it on the weathermen, but I think we know why they did such a bad job. But we won't get into that. Let's talk about plastic surgery. So we're going to talk today about some of the things we didn't get to last week, such as danger of injections to the face. You know, I do a lot of injections. That's one of the things that I do a tremendous number of when I'm not in the operating room. I'm injecting fillers like Restylane and Juvederm and things like that. And I'll tell you something, they are really incredible. They really are. But there's a downside to those, and we're going to talk about that tonight on the show. We're also going to talk about, if we get to it, why vaping is just as bad as smoking. We might get to that one. That's later in the show. We're going to talk also about the biggest bang for your buck procedures in plastic surgery, the 2018 edition. Every year I like to do this, and we talk about, I've got the top five procedures, the procedures that give you the most benefit for the lowest cost. So you know, well, a breast augmentation gives you an incredible benefit, right? Very noticeable, but it's costly. You know, I can't call that one of the big bang for your buck procedures because it's a lot of bucks. It's a lot of bang also. But certainly there are procedures that are relatively low cost. And we're going to talk about the top five during the show. And did you hear this week? Oh, my goodness. This is another sad story. The Dallas woman who went to Mexico, Juarez, to the Rhino Clinic. If it's named a Rhino Clinic, You know it must be a real specialist clinic for rhinoplasty, right? Well, unfortunately, this woman is in a coma. It's a terrible story. A lot of you probably read about this. It was in the tabloids. It was on TV. But it's just another example of medical tourism and why it's not the best idea. So we'll talk a little bit more about that during the show. I do have a fairly big announcement for my listeners. I will be leaving WABC at the end of this year. Headed back to my old home, WOR. That's going to be January 5th. So same time, just a couple notches down on the dial. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But going back, I was there for 10 years, I believe, and then three-something years here at WABC. Back to 710 on January 5th. So you'll want to follow me, please. All right, this is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle Show. And the phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So let's talk for a minute about injections, like fillers. Do you know that there is, there's so many fillers now. 1.65 million people in the United States had wrinkle filler last year, and we call it wrinkle filler. It's there's a bunch of different substances. One of those is hyaluronic acid. That's one of the big ones. You know, in the old days, we injected collagen. There's no collagen left in the United States because collagen had all sorts of problems, allergic reactions and things like that. We don't have those problems with hyaluronic acid because hyaluronic acid is derived from, you know, it's in your skin. It's actually in all animals, and it's exactly the same molecule, whether it's in you or a chicken or a bacteria. And so your body doesn't respond or react in a bad way to hyaluronic acid. So that's a good thing, right? We inject it into the wrinkles, but we can also do more with it. And it's really evolved into what a great procedure. So not only do I inject hyaluronic acid in wrinkles, but I make lips bigger, I make chins bigger, I make cheekbones bigger, I fill the grooves underneath the eyelids. I've actually started injecting the neck wrinkles. That's pretty cool. You know, those horizontal wrinkles of the neck, those are very difficult to treat. And before the description just a few months ago of injecting those wrinkles, there really wasn't much. I mean, I did Ulthera on the neck, and that helps with some of the crepiness and the fine wrinkles. But if you've got deep wrinkles of the neck, you know, no one really injected filler. But we are now because the publications say it's safe and it's effective and it's good. And I've been doing it and I've been very happy with the results. We're also injecting, you ready for this one? The upper chest now. So fillers have extended, you know those wrinkles, those vertical wrinkles in the middle. And then they go obliquely. They go off to the side between your breasts because of sun damage. Well, you've got the splotchy pigmentation of your chest and you've got the wrinkles of your chest. The combination of filler, hyaluronic acid filler, and Ulthera together are quite effective at reducing those. You know, I use my words carefully, by the way. I don't say getting rid of. A lot of people do. You know, it's not so much that they're going to be completely gone because they're not. They're going to be lessened. And the goal of plastic surgery is to improve your appearance so that you look better, so that you look more normal. But we're not going to, completely erase every wrinkle on your face and make you look 20 again. It's not going to happen. But what about this filler that is not good? I like it. I do a lot of it. It's very, very good. But there are some inherent dangers with filler, with wrinkle filler. So what are they? Well, everybody bruises. That's not that big a deal. You go out and buy some Dermablend or one of those makeups beforehand, and then you go ahead and have your procedure. And the next day, yes, you're going to be bruised, but you're covered up, and most people should be able to go back to work the very next day. So that's not a complication. That's not a big deal. But every now and then, and I'm going to knock wood here because it's never happened to me, and I hope it never does, but every now and then, some of the filler might get injected into a blood vessel. Now, what happens if that happens? Well, sometimes there could be just a blister, and it heals up, and that's the end of it. But sometimes there could be actual loss of skin of the face. That's not so good, obviously. Worse, it can get worse. The filler can actually get into the blood vessels that connect behind the eye. There's all these connections with the blood vessels of the face with the blood vessels of the eye and even the blood vessels of the brain. So if enough filler is injected at enough pressure, then it can actually cause blindness and it can actually cause strokes. Now, what's the chance of this happening? Well, it depends. There was a clinic in South Korea that actually published a paper a few years ago. They had something like 24 cases of blindness. It's like, my goodness, if they had one, don't you think they would have changed their technique? But to their credit, they published this and they talked all about it and they suggested ways to avoid these problems. Now, I have to tell you that I have never had these issues. I'm on the faculty of Columbia. I don't know any of my colleagues that have had those issues. So it's going to be quite rare. But if it's not done right, if the filler isn't done right, there's potential for danger. So why do I bring this up now? Well, in the state of New Jersey, my state, I'm in New York, New Jersey, a little bit in California. But in New Jersey, the Board of Medical Examiners has decided that it's okay for nurses to do filler. Well, it's not a regulation yet, but it's been proposed and preliminarily voted on in New Jersey. And you say, well, nurses, that's okay. They can give Botox. No, they can't. Not yet. And I hope they don't. Can they give vaccines? Yes, but there's a very big difference between getting your flu shot and getting filler that has the potential to do real damage, real harm. You know, and I look at this and I say, why on earth? Who is pushing for non-physicians? It's bad enough that non-plastic surgeons are doing these things. But think of this, dentists, nurses, next it might be pharmacists. You know, what can I say? Why is that? Why do you think? You know the answer to this. It's called money. And that's plain and simple. The doctors that are pushing for this want to hire the nurses so that they can be in the operating room and have the nurse do these things. Or the nurses themselves want independent practice. And I say, you know, if you want to be a doctor, go to medical school. If you want to be a plastic surgeon, go to the, you know, get in the plastic surgery residency. That's all it takes. It's a very egalitarian system. Just score well on your exams, be at the top of your class, and there you go. And that's really what you want. Don't you want someone who has not only gone to medical school for 4 years, but also has done a 6-year residency in plastic surgery and then becomes board certified? Of course, that's what you want. So be wary out there. Be careful because the law is changing soon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Stay tuned, Mary. We'll get to your call after the break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is the show about you. 800-848-922 is our phone number, and the board is filled. Let's go to Joanne first. Joanne, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Good evening. Actually, Dr. Perry, I just had a comment actually siding with you on not really having giving Botox injections to be a nursing procedure. I am an RN, and I just recently retired, but I had a 25-year visiting nurse career, and we did many, many procedures in the home. As time evolved, we did more things, which were actually very beneficial to patients because they didn't have to go to the hospital. And but I'm talking more about wound care, and we had a specific kind of drainage procedure. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. Yeah.
And Joanne, those things are absolutely appropriate for nurses.
Right.
They were taught in nursing school. But when we talk about, you mentioned Botox, but it Botox is benign compared to what damage can be caused by inadvertent injection of filler. So
right.
These are procedures that require an intense understanding of anatomy,
right.
And not just anatomy from a book, but actually operating on a patient and knowing where are the blood vessels. So, Joanne, thank you so much. I appreciate your agreeing, and you're a sensible nurse. And I love, you know, I work with nurses all day long, and nurses have such a very important role in the medical care team, but it's not to replace the surgeon. And you know, Joanne, you know exactly why surgeons and other doctors and industry want nurses to do this, and that is to expand the number of procedures and to expand the the green stuff that gets in people's wallets. So, Joanne, thank you. I've got to go to this interview now, so thank you so much for the call. We'll be talking a little bit more about this issue after the half hour. But I am so happy to introduce my next guest. It's Barbara Mintz. Now, Barbara is a superstar in the field of nutrition and dietetics. She's the Senior Vice President for Healthy Living and Community and Employment Engagement, that's a mouthful, for the RWJ Barnabas Health System. Now, Ms. Mintz served as the Director of Clinical Nutrition at Newark Beth Israel Medical Center. She has a master's degree in clinical nutrition. She's a registered dietitian, a certified personal trainer, which is very intimidating. So I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thrilled to be here.
Well, and taking this this very chilly Saturday evening. Well, Barbara has an inside look at how the healthcare industry is evolving from focusing on caring for individuals who are ill to focusing on healthy living, preventive care, and wellness. She's responsible for centralizing and bolstering community wellness initiatives at RWJ Barnabas Health System. And she improves the health of people. She personally does it and directs the health of the Barnabas Health communities. She facilitates, she coordinates each site's community health and wellness services, and she focuses on lifestyle education, programs like exercise and stress reduction, stopping smoking, and I know we've talked about that so many times on this show, medication compliance and nutrition. And, you know, these are so important. Barbara tonight is going to explain how good nutrition is of such great importance to our overall health. And if you want to look better, if you've listened to the show, you know that you're not going to look better if you're not healthy. And if you're not eating well, you're not going to be healthy. So she'll also talk about how RWJ Barnabas Health is working to improve access to healthy foods and nutrition education in the underserved communities in the New York and New Jersey areas. Well, thanks again, Barbara. I want to welcome you. And I want to say I think you're the first nutritionist I've had on this show. And
wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's such an important part, which I was thinking about that as I looked towards this interview, and I said, you know, it is so important to have good nutrition to look good. It just goes hand in hand. So tell us now, what's the Wellness on Wheels initiative that you are in charge of?
Okay, so the Wellness on Wheels is actually a 35-foot mobile education center. It's an RV that got converted not just to a cooking center, but it is a nutrition education center. It also has a hydroponic demonstration piece on it as well. So it sort of gives you the surround sound of engaging folks in the food that they should be eating and how to grow it as well as cook it. Because we all know that we are what we eat, as you mentioned, Dr. Perry, and it is such a strong link to our health and wellness. The choices that we make in this particular in our diet or in anything that we do as it relates to behavior around health, whether it's exercising more or making sure that you get a preventative visit from your doctor, we do have a lot more control over these things than people actually do think. So this van actually travels up and down the state of New Jersey. We just launched it in September internally to our sites, and now we are out in the community, touching schools, faith-based organizations, boys and girls clubs. Today, actually, the van was at the Rutgers-Penn State game, just showing folks that there's certainly a better choice out there than perhaps a hot dog or a cheesesteak or french fries. Not that anybody should be giving any of those things up, but it's just a matter of moderation.
So now, you talk about food swamps and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, what do you consider to be, you know, a healthy diet for the average person? Tell us about these things.
Okay, so the healthy diet for the average person. I'll start with the term food swamp. That's been, well, food desert, actually, which has been used a lot lately. It is relating to certain environments that we live in, like in Newark or in an inner city environment where there isn't really much access to healthy food. There's a lot of what we call the social determinants of health that might prevent somebody from actually making a right decision around their food because the environment doesn't support it. They either don't have a supermarket in the area, or some of the local corner stores may not have the type of food that somebody would need to eat to be healthy. So that is what we would consider a food desert. A food swamp is similar. You know, people get them confused sometimes. Think of a desert as having not enough food and a swamp as having the wrong type of food, I guess is the best way to explain it. So the van, or Wellness on Wheels van, travels to some of these areas. We really want to focus on this particular part of our communities because these folks don't have access to food. They may not have the education or the misinformation. They do have the misinformation, and there's a lot of it out there around nutrition, to make the right choice. Or there's just their lives get in the way. Some folks may be working 2 and 3 jobs. They may have, as I said, to take 2 or maybe even 3 buses to get to the closest supermarket. So we hope our van will be able to help some of those obstacles that would be getting in their way of making the right food choice.
I'm speaking with Barbara Mintz. She is the Senior Vice President for Healthy Living and Community and Employee Engagement at the RWJ Barnabas Health System. And we're talking about eating healthy. And, you know, what you said is so important and interesting. In lower-income communities, the grocery stores and the corner stores tend to have a lot of packaged foods and things like that, as opposed to fresh foods, fresh mm-hmm. vegetables and fruits and things like that, which really are so important for feeling good, for being healthy, and looking good. And how do we push industry? How do we get them to stock those items and push those items and try and get people, particularly children, teenagers, to eat in a healthy way? It's so difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because there's a lot of things in the way of this. I mean, sometimes the food industry itself, I mean, and certainly don't want to point fingers at anybody, but they're in business to make the more we eat, the more money they're going to make, if you will. So, and sometimes the unhealthy food is the least expensive. So people that may not have the economic means to purchase healthy food, will have to resort to buying something that is unhealthy. But I think if we arm folks with the proper education on the choices they can make, there are some healthy choices in these stores. You can even make better choices if you go to a fast food restaurant or just go to them less often. And if you're armed with information, which is part of what our van does, as I said, it's a mobile education center, I think that really makes a big difference. People will make a better decision when they can around the food that they're eating. And also to teach folks that it is such a huge, huge part of your health. Sometimes there's a disconnect. People don't see that the food that they're eating or the choices that they're making in this particular area of their life might be changing their health. If you look at some of the top diseases in our country today, it's diabetes, obesity, heart disease. Those are all linked to diet. And if we make just even minor changes or even exercising just a little bit more, you can make a huge difference in your health. So that's really what this van is about. We just want to take all of the expertise that we have within our four walls of our hospitals and bring it out to the community. Tough to educate folks when they're in the hospital because they're there to heal and get better. And being a clinical dietitian in the hospital, it was very difficult to get somebody to make the right decision about food because really all they want to do is get out and go home and be with their family. So the best place to teach them is in the places where they're living their daily lives. It's schools, as you mentioned, Dr. Perry, and churches or any faith-based organization, community centers, their own businesses or places like that, they're going to be a little bit more probably amenable to any education you give them, and they'll be able to apply it to their daily lives.
Barbara, unfortunately, we're going to be nabbed by our clock here, but I just want to thank you. It's such an important topic. What you're doing and what Barnabas Health is doing is so important because it's easy to talk about just cardiac surgery and fixing a problem, but it's much more difficult. It really is to get to people before they get those illnesses, and that's what you're doing. Barbara Mintz, you are a superstar in nutrition, and I appreciate it. She's the Senior Vice President for Healthy Living and Community and Employee Engagement at RWJ Barnabas Health System. What's the website if people want to learn a little bit more?
Our website is actually, you can find it on the Barnabas Health website, the RWJ Barnabas Health website. It's under our social impact page and our wellness page. So feel free to go on there. I don't really have it off the top of my head.
Well, I think now. I do. I think I have rwjbh.org and you slash it's wellnesswheels.com. Barbara, thanks so much. We'll be back after these words.
You're listening. listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. That was an interesting interview. I wanted to ask my very important question, how healthy is pizza? Well, some of it's not bad. You know, it depends on what you eat. And some, you know, there's a lot of nice sauce and vegetable. Okay, we won't go there. I think I know where I'm eating tonight. All right, the phone number at WABC is 800-848-9222. And we're going to get to your phone call in just a second, Mary, but I have to talk about one of my favorite products. You've heard me talk about Plexaderm over the last few months. And I'll tell you, they have a new commercial on TV that I saw today. I want to do these commercials. I can do them because I have so many patients who have used Plexaderm since they heard me starting to speak about it on the radio. They have used it, and they come back, and people report to me, yes, it is real. They get the results that you see on television. And you say, if you haven't heard about Plexaderm, that means you don't watch TV or you haven't listened to me. What is Plexaderm? It's not my product. Too bad. I should have invented it. It's John Greenhut's product. It's a great product. It's not really skincare. You know, you hear me talk about skincare all the time on this show, and I talk about things like vitamin A and vitamin C and fruit acids and things that really feed the skin and can change the skin. This is a different class. This is more like makeup. So when you put makeup on in the morning, you don't expect it to do anything good for your skin. And the same thing with Plexaderm, but that's okay because Plexaderm will make you look good immediately, literally within a couple minutes. And how does it do it? It actually goes on your skin. It's a silicone material, and you can put it on your under eyes. You can put it on anywhere you have wrinkles. You can even put it on your neck or your jowls. I had patients ask me about that this week, and we tried it, and it works. It really does. It's pretty cool. You know, the only problem with it, when you do put it on big areas, it gets a little bit costly, and that's why you need this commercial, because John Greenhut has given me an 800 number to give to my listeners and my patients, and you get half off the normal retail price if you call this number. You have to use this one. You can't use the one you see on TV. It's got to be this number. That's the arrangement. 800. Ready? Write this down. 800-925-9963. Write it down now. 800-925-9963. 9963. Once again, 800-925-9963. That is the number for Plexaderm. And you tell them that you heard about this on the Dr. Arthur Perry What's Your Wrinkle Show, and tell them you want to see Dr. Perry on the TV commercials. Wouldn't that be great for both of us? Really, I could do a great commercial with Plexaderm because it's a great product. I believe in it, and you should too. 800-925-9963. Mary, you have been hanging on for like 20 minutes or so. I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hello, Dr. Perry. I'm so glad you're there. I adore you. I love your show. And
thanks,
I
Mom.
Trust you. I trust you. I trust you very much. And I probably am old enough to be your mother.
How old are you, Mary?
How old am I? My God, I'm going to be 82 in about a month.
Well, congratulations. You sound very vibrant, and that's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. My question was, I look about, now this is true, I do look about 45. It's amazing. I don't know why, but I do. But it's starting to show like creases in my smile line and the marionette lines, and I'm interested in getting fillers.
Okay.
And I have big dimples. Two big dimples in my face, and it's me. That's what I am. And I was wondering, if I get fillers, would that interfere with my dimples? Would it take the dimples away?
Not if you don't want them gone. So I have, you know, it's very interesting, Mary. A lot of my patients tell me exactly that. They tell me I have this dimple. I don't want it gone. And I say, well, I can make it look better. No. I like my dimple, and I'm not going to interfere. And that's the thing about a plastic surgeon listening to their patients. So if you tell me you want your dimple, you keep your dimple. Let me explain to the audience and to you what a dimple is, by the way. A dimple is actually an area of your skin that the muscle, it's called the muscle of facial expression. Those are the, there's 23 of them around the mouth, and they move and they insert into the skin and they move your skin. Now think about this. In the rest of your body, Mary, your muscle connects different bones. So when you move your arm, your skin is not moving, your bone is moving, right? But on your face, it's very different. You have to express yourself, and you do that so that you can speak, so that you can eat, and so that you can express anger towards your children. No, we don't want to. Not really. But honestly, Mary, that's the muscle inserts into the skin, and if it inserts hard, really hard in one area, you get a dimple. So what do? I just stay away from that area with the filler, or I fill in around it, but I don't want to disrupt that dimple. And I get that request all the time, and I honor it.
Oh, so I need not be concerned about losing them or they go away or anything like that.
That's right. You just have to tell the doctor. You say, I want that dimple. Don't you dare take my dimple away.
My dimples, two of them.
That's right.
So I could feel secure in that.
Yes, you could. Depending on who's doing it. I mean, if
you... Well, I want you to do it.
All right. Well, I will make sure that your dimples stay.
Thank you, Dr. Perry. Could I have your address in Manhattan?
Sure. It's, if I can remember it, it's 576 Fifth Avenue. I'm right across the street from Saks Fifth Avenue. You know, this is a great time to go into New York. It's very crowded, though. But right across the street, you can actually see from my building that incredible Christmas display that they have at Saks Fifth Avenue. And they were setting up the lights last week. I don't know when they actually light it. Probably when they light the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. But it's amazing. Have you ever seen that display on Saks Fifth Avenue?
Every year.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's music, there's lights. People sit there and they watch the whole sequence and then they stay for the next two. It's really amazing. So it's right across the street. That's where I am.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I appreciate you talking to me, and I hope to see you soon one day. And you'll recognize me by my dimples.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate the phone call. All right. And you know, she said she's 82. She sounds much, much younger. And a lot of people say, well, isn't 82 maybe a little old for cosmetic surgery? You know, the truth is it depends on what you're having and what your overall medical condition. And now Mary says she looks 40-something, and she sure sounds it. And hopefully her body agrees with that. And it depends, you know, do you have hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, things like that. Those are the things that we assess in a consultation before any procedure. And even what I consider to be a minor procedure like wrinkle filler, I will often have someone get an electrocardiogram or even a stress test if I'm concerned. And, you know, Mary, if you're still listening, you know, at 82, I will make you go to an internist before you have a procedure with me just because you're 82. So you might even want to do that in advance and come in and say, well, my internist said I'm okay to have wrinkle filler. And the threshold, by the way, is very different whether you're having wrinkle filler or whether you're having a facelift or whether you're having a tummy tuck. And those are three different increments of changes in the what I call an insult to your body. Isn't everything that we do in medicine sort of an insult to your body? I mean, it helps your body. But even if you put a needle in your body, that's an insult. And if you make an incision, that's another insult. And if you go under general anesthesia, that's another insult. So a good plastic surgeon will evaluate you in a consultation. So the consultation is a two-way street. You're looking at the doctor and asking the question in your mind and maybe out loud, are you the right doctor for me? And the doctor at the same time is looking at you, the patient, and saying, is this person appropriate for cosmetic surgery from a medical standpoint, which is critically important, and from a psychological standpoint, because some people have unrealistic expectations. You know, we think of so many of those celebrities that have gone too far, and I won't mention names, Michael. No, seriously, think about that. All the celebrities that have gone too far, and it actually can end your career. There's so many that their lips are too big, their nose was destroyed. You know, we want to make you look normal, natural, and there is an entity called body dysmorphic disorder, which is a psychiatric disorder. And it might not seem so obvious. In the beginning, we might see a patient who says, you know, I'm really concerned about the appearance of my nose. And then We get into the discussion, and she says, well, I've had my nose operated on, seven times already. And, there's just this little thing that bothers me. And you know, the truth is she's never going to be happy with that, because when you are searching for something like that, you're never going to be happy with the surgery, because it's a disorder where someone actually has unrealistic expectations and really can never be happy by surgery. So the job of the plastic surgeon is not necessarily always to operate. And you know, by the way, that's sometimes some of the most difficult consultations I have to do are people that are overdone, are not candidates for surgery for one reason or another. Either they've had too much surgery already, and I use the phrase, you're one procedure away from disaster. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. We'll be back after these words.
To What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. We were remarking in the break how bad the city did in cleaning up the snow this weekend. New Jersey was a disaster. I had a patient in my office who just couldn't leave. She wound up having to stay at a hotel overnight nearby because the roads were so bad she couldn't get a Lyft or an Uber. Boy, I'll tell you think that they would be able to do a better job. What can I? Maybe when I run for mayor. Oh, my goodness, never. 800-848-9222 is the number. 9222, WABC. This is the What's Your Wrinkle show. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. And tonight we're talking about all sorts of things. Did I mention, by the way, that our Thanksgiving special starts with you tonight? It actually is going to start tomorrow for the general public, but because I'm on the radio here on WABC, we're going to give you the, write this one down. It's the Thanksgiving 2018 code, very original code, Thanksgiving 2018. And every year this time we do something really special for our skincare customers. And so it's 40% off, 40% off. That's pretty good. Everything, no minimums. So you can buy one bar of soap or you can buy a kit. The complete kit has the daytime in the morning, the nighttime in the evening, the clean time soap, and the soft time moisturizer, which, by the way, is so important. Now, how many of you already have those little cracks around your fingers? I know that I do because I didn't follow my own advice and put the soft time on before the season started. Well, it's here now. So what you do is put soft time on your hands four times a day. And if you really want to do it, put it on your hand fairly thick at night before you go to sleep and put those gloves on. If you don't have gloves, I'm not talking about snow shoveling gloves. I'm talking about the gloves that you buy at Sephora or one of those stores. If you don't have that, you can actually just ask your physician, can I borrow a pair of latex or nitrile gloves? And you get those to fit your hand, and you put the moisturizer on your hand at night before you go to sleep. The humidity inside that glove rises significantly, and by morning, your hands are significantly better. So those little cracks will actually heal overnight if you treat them the right way. So, you know, I'm not a great big fan of moisturizer, but this is the season that we need it. So once again, the code is Thanksgiving 2018. It's going to get you 40% off all of my products, the Dr. Perry's products. So take this opportunity. This is the best sale of the year. So I was talking earlier. I just want to mention again about this medical tourism thing, and then we're going to get into our best bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. But I did have an email during the break, and they said I did a scant job in mentioning that terrible story of the woman from Dallas who crossed across the border into Mexico. She got a half rhinoplasty. Rhinoplasty, a lot of people call it a nose job. I don't like that term. It's considered a derogatory term. But she went across across the Rio Grande to, I guess it's Ciudad Juarez. I was there a long, long time ago. And she went to a medical center, and because it was called the Rhino Center, she thought it would be a great place to have her surgery. And I can't even figure this story out because they gave her spinal anesthesia, which is ridiculous for a rhinoplasty. I mean, you get that for lower body surgery, but that's what she had. And apparently she had a cardiac arrest. This is a young woman. I believe she's in her 20s. She's 36 years old, excuse me. And she had a cardiac arrest and was taken to a hospital down there. And she's in a coma now and is brain dead. And it's just a terrible, terrible story. And, you know, if it were one in a million, it's one thing. But these stories I report on at least, you know, I've stopped reporting as many as I hear. I used to report on these every couple of weeks. And, you know, I know you don't want to hear about all these terrible stories, but you have to be so careful when you choose your doctor. It's just as important to choose a facility as the doctor. Your plastic surgeon should be certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery or the American Board of Otolaryngology if we're talking about a rhinoplasty. Those are the ENT doctors as well as facial plastic surgeons. So those are the doctors that do rhinoplasties. It is very important to ask who is your anesthesiologist, and I am such an advocate of board-certified anesthesiologists. It's so important. And also, you want to be in a facility that is accredited and certified. So what does that mean? My facility in my office is accredited by a national accrediting organization, and the state of New Jersey also comes in and inspects my facility. And you know something? That's for your benefit. It might be a pain in the neck for the doctor, but that's too bad. You want to be in a facility like that so that you know there are adequate numbers of nurses, adequate numbers of physicians. The drugs that are being used are up to date and appropriate. The safety equipment is okay. These are just some basic things that will hopefully prevent what happened to that poor young lady in Dallas. Such a shame. You have to be so careful. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. So the biggest bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. So what do I mean by that? You know, there are so many different procedures. You know, there's everything from blepharoplasties, which are eyelid lifts and facelifts, and all the facial procedures, rhinoplasties and otoplasties, those are ear setback procedures. On the breast, we do lifts and reductions and augmentations. We do liposuction, that's fat removal all over the body. We do tummy tucks to tighten the belly, remove extra skin. We do body lifts and thigh lifts, and all these things are done by plastic surgeons. There are so many different procedures that we do now. But some of those procedures are expensive, and some of those procedures are less expensive. Nothing is particularly inexpensive in cosmetic surgery, unfortunately, but that's the truth. But there are procedures that are relatively inexpensive that can give you make a big impact on your appearance. So I call these the biggest bang for your buck procedures. And looking at 2018, I'm going to start right out with one that I've done before. It's one that's very unexpected. You're going to be real surprised when I mention this, unless you've listened to me before, and that is mole removal. Isn't that something? Of all the procedures in cosmetic surgery, mole removal can have the biggest impact on you, and it all is also the least expensive of the procedures, and sometimes covered by insurance, often covered by insurance, because some of those moles are, if they've got characteristics that are potentially dangerous, such as the size of the mole or the shape or the colors or something like that, you should be able to go through your health insurance, because without those moles, you'll be healthier. Not all moles. Everybody's got 20 to 30 moles on their body, and it's not necessary to remove those. But if you've got a pretty large mole in the middle of your face, it's such an easy decision to take that mole off, to improve your appearance for very little in terms of out-of-pocket expense. Sometimes insurance will pay the entire thing. Sometimes they won't. But under local anesthesia in the office facility, this is one that is very appropriate for the office, not appropriate to do in a hospital anymore. Back in the old days, 30 years ago, they did these things in the hospital, but no longer. It's not necessary. Local anesthesia, your plastic surgeon should be able to remove the mole almost no matter how big it is. Now, there are giant moles. That's a whole different category. But a normal mole smaller than the size of a nickel should be able to be removed by your plastic surgeon under local anesthesia. And as a plastic surgeon, I put the incision in the proper fold. If there's a fold or a wrinkle, that's how we decide what direction, what orientation to put the scar in. And you say, scar? What do you mean scar? Of course there's going to be a scar. We're not going to lie to you and tell you we're just going to erase this. The goal of mole removal is to trade the mole, which is quite noticeable and not coverable by makeup, for a scar. And the scar should be coverable by makeup and should look significantly better. Now, will it be invisible? Of course not. We're humans. We heal with scar. If we were reptiles, we'd be able to heal without scar because they just regenerate limbs. Not so. We have scars. So the plastic surgeon will close the wound in two layers, put on the surface of the skin very fine stitches that come out within a week. That's the goal. You want those stitches out within a week because if you leave them in longer, they're going to create point scars from the stitches. If they're tied too tight, they're going to create lines, suture marks across the wound. So we want a good plastic surgeon that follows the rules. So by removing these moles, you can significantly improve your appearance. So I think that is the number one, the absolute number one thing, the biggest bang for your buck procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. And what is second? Well, I've talked about it in this show. I've talked about it almost every show. It is clearly wrinkle filler. We call it wrinkle filler. You know, they are volume enhancers. It's a bad word, wrinkle filler, because I do so much more with wrinkle filler. I can restore your lips to where they were years and decades ago. We can grow lips. If you've got little tiny lips, I can make your lips look normal. Not like a duck, by the way. And the secret to doing this is doing a little bit at a time. It's a whole show in itself. But wrinkle filler, clearly, it's one of the great bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. It can make you look so much better. I can fill wrinkles all over your face. And now, as I said earlier in the show, even around your body, I can make your chin look bigger, your cheekbones look bigger, the grooves underneath your eyes much better. So next week, since we've only gotten to two of our top five, we'll talk a little bit more about the biggest bang for your buck procedures in plastic surgery. We'll have volume two next week. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Don't forget, write it on your calendar, January 5th, Saturday. I'm going to be on WOR. Sorry, WABC, but you'll have to follow me over there, down the dial, same time. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? We'll see everybody next week. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And don't forget, this is the big season to save money on skincare. Use the Thanksgiving 2018 code and you get 40% off. Thanks so much for great engineering, Bruce. Jennifer, we'll see everybody next week, 6 o'clock. Bye-bye now. Happy Thanksgiving.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.